You can't be could serious, be 40. Man. You cannot be serious.
Okay, this is... Sam, Mike and Don, you cannot be serious. This is a general chat about things that are giving us the brace and bits in the community.
Have we spoken to Sally Cap yet?
I presume we have. If her interview is on first, we have. If it's part two, then we haven't. But on the basis that we have spoken to her...
I hope you don't run for Lord Mayor. You've got no idea about local issues.
No. And you're not balanced either.
Well, I'm not worried about balance, but he doesn't know his product.
In what capacity?
Well, about the homeless and whatever else. It's got nothing to do with the council.
Don, for the people, the unwashed who listen to this, it was important to get the jurisdiction of what Sally Capp's office was responsible for. Does she have a chance?
Are you covering your ignorance now?
I asked her, what is the relationship between the Lord Mayor's office, the police, the state and the federal government? That's exactly why I asked her, Donald.
It's a very, very good question. It's a strong female presence today, isn't it?
It's extraordinary. Who else have we got here?
Don't you know? Haven't you met?
Now, Mick, please, you look, what is wrong with you, man? For a man who's across the media, this is a segue into you introducing who is sitting next to you.
I'm sitting next to Elizabeth Sheehan. Same name.
And your daughter.
And my daughter.
Yes.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Dad.
What's been happening in your world? What do you think of...
Don't you two communicate if you've got to ask
her
that.
I wanted to ask Lizzie what she thought of Chris Judd's or Rebecca Judd's party.
Did you go, Lizzie?
Did I go?
Yes.
No.
Well, how can you make a comment?
Because it was all over social media with its own hashtag.
Oh, you've lost me. What's a hashtag?
What does that mean?
Well, it's basically the pound symbol and you put...
Yeah, I would...
You put what you want to be known as, and it's a way of searching up something on social media.
So what did Judd Cella mean? I was confused by that. What's that mean?
Well, it's a takeoff of Coachella, which is a music festival in the Californian desert.
Right.
And Rebecca Judd went at the start of May this year with a group of other wags.
To Coachella.
And school mums. Yep.
Okay.
Is that the one that bit the dust that was a fraud? No.
No, it's a concert.
Something in the Bahamas
or something, that's right.
Yeah.
They conned a whole lot of people to go to.
So getting back to this, we're going everywhere again. Lizzie, so this was the theme of their party.
Yeah, so it was a housewarming party, but no one was allowed in the house. And so they had it on the tennis court and it was based around the Californian music.
So they had a rock bands or something?
No, they had a saxophone player. They had a DJ on their tennis court.
Where?
Brighton.
Oh, Brighton. I thought
so. Listen, tell me this. I heard this really bizarre rumor that breastfeeding mothers. Will I get into trouble for this?
Where are we going with?
No, thicker brains.
No, no. We're expressing.
Yeah, that she had a pump and dump area.
What are you? Excuse me, are we still at the same party?
Yeah.
Pump and dump. Pump is means that dump. So what I think it means?
Yeah.
What, rooting and...
No.
Pump all your breast milk out and dump it in the garden.
Jeez, I thought it was...
Dump it in the garden.
It was rooting and defecating.
Because there might be... Christ. There might be something in the milk that might affect the baby.
What baby?
Her friends are mothers. This is a housewarming party. Rebecca Judd had a housewarming party at her house.
We've got all that, but what's it got to do with breastfeeding?
Because they're all, a lot of her friends are mothers.
Yes.
So here's
They might have been ingesting something that might have affected the breast milk.
Yeah, like analgesics and...
Well, they're not very responsible then, are they?
Oh, Donald.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't...
2019, Don.
So they did a survey. Lizzie, you'll love this. This was a survey, our money going to study this, that analysts and scientists worked out that women who have children, that is mothers, have bigger, thicker brains than women who don't have children. A, how would you quantify that? And B, why would you waste money doing a study on that? You think I make this up, Donald? This is off the...
I've read that. I thought they said baby brain was a thing and it was good.
Baby brain. Well, they say if you have a child and you're a mother, you're a woman, obviously. I don't think men mind you.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. Yeah. I see there's sanitary disposal units in men's toilets now in case those who have transgendered.
What?
Yeah, there is. And men can get their periods.
You tell
the advocates that men can't get their periods.
They can't because they don't have ovaries.
You'll be taken to
court. Or a uterus.
You'll be.
Men may want to get a period, but they can't get a period. I don't care. Call me a troll. Call me whatever. Men cannot get periods.
If the Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, said to us that she was in favour of transgender toilets, which just shocked me.
No, I think she said unisex toilets, not transgender toilets.
Well, okay, unisex toilets. That's right, correct. Are you?
Oh my God, no.
No, Mick, I have no problem with women or men using the same toilet. But when you starkly put up a sign that says the one you feel, I just think it is a Pandora's box. It's opened for real abuse by those bad actors, those people with.
Righto. I'll give you a hypothetical. You're in the toilet, not bashing that bloke up that you did at the grand final, but just in the toilet to relieve yourself.
Thank you, Mick.
Talking about bashing up, I've got something else.
And a woman comes in.
Yes.
Are you comfortable with that?
You locked the door, Michael.
No,
but we don't go to a cubicle.
I am.
Yeah, but you locked the door.
Mick. To what?
The urinal.
It's gross. Men's
toilets
stink.
No, you can't lock a door to a urinal.
Yeah, you can. You haven't been to a public one, obviously.
You're talking about a stall.
Don, it's a stall. Yeah. What? It's a sheet of aluminium that you piss on, Don. You can't lock that.
You go. Oh.
Seriously.
Can we change the subject,
please? No, because Lizzie's a woman and I'm asking.
I want to ask her and it relates to you as well.
Okay.
Okay, now I am a bit of a relic with regard to...
Correct.
A Luddite.
Yep. Yes. I watched you the other night. There was a replay on Fox. I was out and the people had Foxtel. And it came on this open mic. And it was Mark Jackson. Now, hang on, please. Now, I haven't... So I don't know what you've got in the past or whatever. I was embarrassed. I felt I wanted to turn it off in the first 5 minutes. But I thought, because I do this podcast, I better watch the whole lot. Have you ever been asked in a forum such as this
about it? Every person on the planet has asked me about the Mark Jackson interview.
In a forum such as this?
Sam is of the view, and I take Sam's point about this, that commercially it was good for Fox because so many people talked about it.
Well, it was replayed.
Yeah.
Are you happy that they keep replaying it, Mick?
Oh, so they do replay it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was done about 3 years ago. Can I ask?
Are you happy that they keep replaying
it? No, but once what? I do the... I'm about to answer.
Well, you're stuttering.
Once I do the interview, as you would say with your Channel 9 stuff, it's their property.
That's correct. I didn't ask you that.
Am I happy?
Are you happy? Would you rig them up and say, hey, boys, how about you just cut back?
Not really. No, because I think at the end of it, as difficult it was for me to do that show, I think at the end of it, he looked like the cockhead.
But that's
Is that
the
right?
Point.
Tony Jewell told me that his boys, his children, I don't know whether he's got boys, but his children rang you and apologised. Is that right for his behaviour?
No, that's not true. No.
So what? Tony's not right.
Tony Jewell's boys?
Have there been any other interviews you have done with anyone that were... As edgy or...
I'll tell you, I will answer that. But before that, ask Lizzie, as my daughter, how she felt watching the Jackson interview.
Lizzie?
We didn't like it. We didn't.
Well, I told you, I was going to turn off in the first five minutes.
You've got me staggered, both of you.
Who?
You.
Why?
I'm telling you why. Mark Jackson showed, in the end, just what a sort of person he is. Mick Sheehan sat here and it was entertaining in as much as you say, because Don, you said, have a look at this. This is extraordinary. It's cringeful, cringeworthy. It was compelling to see how low or how ridiculous someone could be who'd come onto a forum where you were trying to ask them some questions. It's a bit like when Rex Hunt was here.
Yeah, it's very similar.
It's a similar thing. Yeah. We should be, as media performers, delighted that someone would actually come and give us that gravitas.
Well, I didn't like
it. It was cheap.
Of course it was. And the point of it is.
And sitting there saying, I hope you die of cancer.
Yes, yeah, but Mick, do you honestly take offence at that?
I took more offence at Rex Hunt, actually. Because
why did you take offence? Because he said you're a liar, or he didn't like you, or you're a dickhead.
And he
or
never
something.
Has because
yeah, because that's a lie. He's purported to be your friend for a long time.
Me. Jackson's never been my friend, but Rex purported to be a friend of mine.
So Mick, I'm far be it from me because you're a very sharp, intelligent man. Why wouldn't you, when Rex Hunt said, "Say, oh, I see, Rex, is this a bit of theatre, is it? You've always embraced me and called me your long-lost friend. What's happened? Which is the real thing? Do you dislike me or you've been playing me before?"
But I did say to him, don't ring me up anymore and sort of say, fantastic, you're a dear friend of the family.
We're going to get him back on.
No, we're not. Well, you will if I... Well, I won't be here.
Well, how weak is that?
No, because I don't want to subject myself to some bloke tipping a bucket of shit all over me for the public consumption.
But you would just, with your wordsmith knowledge and your command of the English language, you'd say...
You know I'm precious.
My word, I do. You would say to Rex...
Yes, I'm not wrong.
You would say to Rex, are you listening to yourself, Rex? Do you understand what you are doing, what people are... That's how you'd go about it.
You know what?
It.
You're really good at lecturing people when you're not on the receiving end. And as soon as someone gives you a bucket...
Yeah, what do?
You overreact and blow up like a volcano.
Absolutely. Quite right, Mick, as opposed to sitting there passively and copping it.
You are overlooking one very important, serious point in that whole thing.
Which one?
And
is this
Sam.
Is this Hunt or Jackson?
I was going to say Wayne Hunt, Rex Hunt.
Yeah, what about him?
He clearly exhibited signs of mental instability on that podcast. So even if
we
Dad...
We said that.
Yeah, but even if Dad was quick on his feet and wanted to retort and give it back to him, you had to be so careful. And
you
handled it very well.
You did. You were good that day.
He sounded absolutely fucked in the head.
Anyway, on that note, Michael.
Maybe cut that bit.
Back to your question, Donald. Yeah, yes, the other one I did. Now, and it is relevant, this, and it's instructive. I interviewed Des Tudnham, and I asked him about some crossing the authorities and maybe...
Nefarious acts.
Yes, and being in trouble with the police. And did he go to jail? I think he... Anyway, look, whatever it was. And he all but punched me on telly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, a couple of years ago. And he said to me, he said, you can't ask me that. That's got nothing to do with football. And I said, Des, when I asked you to come on, I said, would you like to come on? And you said yes. And I said, I'll ask you some hard questions, to which he said, ask me whatever you like, which I thought meant whatever you like. But
that's what it does mean.
But time over again, I probably wouldn't have asked him that.
What, asked him on the question, asked him about, on the show?
Yeah, I probably would.
Would
I
you have been doing your job if you didn't ask him that question and you had him on the show?
Well, that's the question. That's the conundrum every time I get someone on who's got a story to tell that's got a dark side to it, isn't it?
I've got to say something about I couldn't believe Jackson. I know Mark. I trained him pre-season before he went to Geelong. And I saw his first sports night. It was all right. And I went to his one down the road. I thought he really worked on it. I thought he was a real pro. And I saw another side, and he exhibited another side of his character when he was being interviewed with you. I don't know whether it was theatre with you, because I don't know that side of Mark Jackson.
No, I don't think it was theatre, but I think it backfired on him.
You did not enjoy it.
No, I didn't enjoy it. But I did say...
That's what gave him more impetus to do it. He knew you were finding it awkward, so he went in harder. He was trying to self-promote himself so that people would talk
Sammy,
about
at
him.
At the end of the show, I think he thought he'd gone too far.
Of course he did, because he was trying to gild the lily to... It was a self-promotion vehicle for him to go out into the world and say, look what...
Fox said, I don't think Rod Law was there at the time.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, but Fox said to me, we won't run it. And I said, no, we've got to run it. We can't just have people on.
Weak as piss of fox, then God almighty.
We can't. And I didn't want him having the bragging rights to sort of saying, "Oh, if you have a crack at Sheehan, you won't get on the air." I said, "We've got to run it. We need to run it in its entirety," and we did.
Tell me what you. All right. Tell me what you think about this, all of you, men and women alike. This climate thing is out of control, and I'll tell you why. Greta Thunderstruck, Thunderbone, whatever her name is, Thunder Thighs, she has become a real pest. She is getting feted by hundreds of thousands of people.
Why?
Because they are onto climate change.
No, but why is she being feted by hundreds of thousands of people?
Because they're like,
she's an idiot.
I'll tell you why, because they're lemmings. They are just falling in line with something which is actually dishonest. So much so that we have... Did you see this, that David and Emma Pocock said they're not going to have any kids because they don't want their kids to grow up.
Is that the rugby union?
Yes, he said they're not going to have children because they don't want them to grow up in a climate which is going to be destructive to their offspring.
Look, it's no good us speaking about this because we are poles apart.
Well,
so... There's no middle
I think
ground.
We've got to do something, and it's not with regard to, well, it's not climate change, but we've certainly got to do something. And one thing that's really worrying me, and we're just coming into it, is bushfire season. Now, I don't want to promote it because you get the idiots out there that'll go out and light fires. They're idiots, and I reckon there's got to be a number of things done. One is the burning off. We've got to learn from the Aboriginal people who used to burn off. And so we don't have these wildfires. It's just stupid. And it was done 30, 40, 50 years ago. You'd be burning off around Melbourne the various bacon blocks. Just hang on, Johnny. So I believe that there's got to be something done in regard to that. And the second thing, these people that are lighting fires, they don't receive any publicity. It's like people jumping off the bridge. We don't hear about suicides in the media.
Doesn't stop the suicides.
I know that, but it doesn't promote. If the media got onto it, it'll promote it too. Now, it's a bit like these fire bugs lighting the fires. We don't hear much about it, but they are being lit. They've got to bring in sentences that really do deter. And I've put them away for 20 years.
Well, you don't get 20 years for murder.
I don't care what they're doing. I would make it so it is a deterrent. And I'd set them up and make an example of them because we're reaching... In Victoria right now, we've got a lot of undergrowth. We've had a good spring, especially down, especially south of, thanks,
catastrophic.
Johnny. Thank you. Especially south of the divide, and we haven't hit it yet. But February, I think we'll be in real trouble,
so
Victoria.
Let me get back to the climate, which is...
And it's all to do with you and your climate change stuff.
And your negativity towards climate change.
Have a listen to this. Now, this is off the machine. The the European Union countries, there's 468 coal-fired power plants. They're building, if you go through the countries, there are thousands and thousands of coal-fired plants and they're still building them because it's the only sustainable form of power. Now, in Alice Springs, last week, there was a power blackout in the whole city, the whole town of Alice Springs, because the solar panels, which run the whole of their industry and the whole of their community, you think I'm making this up, a black cloud came over the area where the solar panels were and it did not generate enough.
Just sat over the solar panels.
That is exactly,
and stayed there.
That is exactly right, Mick. And it put into darkness. They had a power blackout because the sun wasn't able to get through the clouds to power the solar panels.
You cannot be serious!
Exactly. So they didn't have any backup batteries.
The backup batteries weren't good enough. This is another good point, Donald. They say, well, the batteries are sufficient to as a safeguard. They weren't. And this is where we're headed. We're going to have power blackouts. We're going to have power blackouts in Victoria.
Can I ask Lizzie a question?
Here.
She's much younger.
And in Gippsland... In Gippsland, they still won't fire your lawn up.
You're not going to change, and I'm not going to change.
Lizzie,
it's a fraud.
Please, Lizzie. Mm. It was reported that a lot of our... Now, I liken Australia to a bigger Nauru. Do you know Nauru off the
Australia
coast of...
Nauru?
Just listen, I said a bigger one, where we've used their the superphosphate. There's not much of an island left there now, and... I don't know what the Nauruans are going to do in the future. Now, is Australia going down the same way? Because all we can export is stuff out of the ground. We cannot compete any other way. So,
in
what
manufacturing?
Is exactly. So do you see a solution to this at all? Should we bring in cheap labour from overseas, or should people
We're
work
doing
for
that.
Well, I'm talking about on a bigger scale than what's being happening now, so that we can compete overseas.
Are you an economist, Lizzie?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, well, you're just a pretty face, Lizzie.
I want to ask Lizzie a question.
What are you talking, 457 visa people? Fruit pickers?
Oh, I'd be, you can bring the people in and a separate community altogether.
Oh, really? A separate community?
Why not?
What, and have no water or
How do we compete internationally when all of our primary industry coming out of the ground's gone?
Well,
I really don't know the answer to
that. But I've got a... Can I change it to something that she does know something about or have a view on? And I want the view of all of you, including you on your phone over there, John.
Just showing you why the power blackout in Alice Springs was due to a cloud.
What did we think of Tony Abbott going to visit George Pell in jail?
Doesn't worry me.
Was he?
Well, they were friends, and he's a staunch Catholic, so good on him.
Yeah, okay. What's wrong with that? Okay. If you're a friend, being a friend is unconditional.
That. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I think good on him if he's going to...
How's his appeal going? Still in the
pipeline, it's coming out,
Don, are you of the same view? So all four of us.
Yeah.
If you are a friend, and if there's some... Well, if there's some doubt about what he did, which a lot of people say there is...
So what are you saying, Michael?
No, there's been uproar about Abbott.
By who?
Well, just by sections of the community. Lots of people in the community. Darren Hinch was one. They just swarmed on Abbott after it was revealed on Channel 7. Brendan Donoghue got that story. It is putting your hand up and sort of saying, this man is a friend of mine and I still believe in him.
No. You don't believe in him, you know. A friendship may be unconditional too, Mick.
It's nonsense, isn't it?
That is nonsense. If you had been accused of murder and were in jail and it was proven that you'd done it, I'd come and see you.
If I were a pedophile, would you come and see me?
I would come and see you if you're a friend of mine.
If I were a pedophile.
And that's exactly what Tony Abbott did, and good on him.
Yeah, if you're a friend, I think I would too.
If you're a pedophile, I'd come and see you because you're a friend of mine.
Mm.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, now...
But you are different, John.
Yeah. Let's dispose of it.
Now, so you would be a conditional friend?
I didn't say that. I asked the question.
Well, if I was a pedophile...
Yeah, he would.
If I was a pedophile...
Would I come and see you?
Yeah.
Only after dark.
What?
I'm not sure I could... I don't know why pedophilia is a...
No, because I wouldn't be seen coming in.
Tied to any particular time of the day.
No, it was. what about Israel?
What about
did anyone win out of that? Israel Falau and the...
He did. He got some money.
He did.
Did he get some money?
Yeah, he got confidential
plenty.
Sentiment.
Got
yeah,
four,
well, he could have been a dollar.
I
don't think he'd settle for a dollar when he was going for millions.
He got millions, did he? How many millions?
I thought he got three or four, but maybe that's apocryphal.
Did you just make that up?
But who knows?
I heard that someone who knew or thought they knew said it was between $3 and $4 million. He might not have got a cent. But
he wanted 14.
That was the considered opinion.
So who won? Who won the stoush?
Israel Falau.
Well,
Australia settled with him.
Yes.
But he still hasn't won, has he?
He's not playing
his sport.
Does he want to?
He got knocked back, I think, from a contract in South Africa, didn't he?
Yeah, there was an overseas contract, yeah. Yep. Okay, so who did you think? John, what did you think of the outcome of that?
Well, it got down to whether you're allowed to have free speech or have an opinion.
So who won?
Well, he probably won, didn't he?
No, that's in Europe.
But he's not playing, though.
He won because he took his case to the...
He apologised, though, for offending anyone.
Did he?
That was they apologised to him.
Yeah, so...
And it was a...
What a nonsense it is.
It was an arranged It was an arranged settlement he apologised and they apologised and he got a settlement.
Right, that's how the world's going, Michael.
Okay, what about Donald? What about the Silvani leaving? What's his name?
That's interesting. I'd like to really know. There must be something Stephen more behind. There must be a lot more behind that we haven't known.
Well,
Stephen has done something that's been untoward.
He fell out with the CEO.
Over what?
Well, I think the view at Carlton was that he had too much influence, Stephen did.
In what area?
Well, in the area of running the footy club when he was, in fact, the list manager. And I think it was brought to a head when...
Now, hang on. That encompasses what? Running the football club. Well, that means he's doing the CEO's job,
well, not
the marketing job.
Not running them. I mean, having an undue influence, I suspect.
In what way?
Well, because he's a very, very... He was or is a very good friend of the President, Mark Legutache.
Yes.
Now, I just think the view was that he had too much influence. And then the CEO came... Liddell wanted to get Braden Ellis from Richmond, and apparently that was
Why would the CEO be doing that?
Because he had been at Richmond.
Who? The CEO?
Liddell had worked at the Richmond Footy Club, yeah. But that might have just brought it to a head.
So what are you saying, Michael? Michael?
What?
That's good. It was you've mentioned eight people I've never heard of. The level of interest of whether Stephen Silvani has got a gig at Carlton is about as much as sticking
rubbish.
Needles in your eyes.
You don't reckon? Yeah, and climate change. Good call.
Well, climate change.
You don't reckon people care?
I do.
About Stephen Silvani and the Silvani name linked with
Carlton? I do reckon people care.
Yeah?
I don't.
You don't care about anything.
I do. I care about climate change.
Uh-huh. And Donald
and
Grump.
Have you got a solution? Just on going back to...
No,
I just want to hear a solution from you.
Yeah.
Right, give us it.
Nuclear.
Oh, that's right. A big hole in the middle of Australia, isn't it? We put the waste, yeah?
And Mick, please, don't do yourself a disservice by pretending you're an idiot.
What about that volcano stuff yesterday?
The volcano stuff. Do you know the volcano stuff and bushfires put more CO2 into the atmosphere than any human on the face of the earth on a yearly basis? Do you know that? The stuff that goes in from volcanoes, there's about 150 active volcanoes around the world, and bushfires in every country in the world put more CO2 into the atmosphere than
And they've
the whole
been
of
going
mankind.
On since the inception of the world too, yeah, so it hasn't had a marked effect.
So let's
effect.
Just let's not worry about anything then.
Do you think there should have been tourism on that volcano?
Do I think what?
There should have been tourism on that volcano.
Well, in hindsight, they said... It was imminent that it might have exploded, but God Almighty, how do you know?
Didn't that happen in Bali too, or Indonesia?
No, it's less than 24 hours since, and there are still 25 people unaccounted for.
Because they can't go onto the island because they think it's going to erupt again.
Is that are they Australians?
Well, they think
doesn't
some
matter
of them are,
what
on,
they are
from the Ovation of the point, Sea, God. The big cruise ship, or the Ovation of the Ocean.
But it's closer to home. There's I was reading the names.
Yeah, but
we're
on
paper.
A fault line. We're part of Victoria and Australia. As part
Give
of
us
that
this.
Fault line too.
Give us your opinion on this.
What,
Lizzie?
Yeah.
You heard of Rosalind Dillon?
Yes.
She's the daughter of the ex-Prime Minister, Bob Hawke, and she's accused Bill Landerhew of raping her several times, three times.
Three, yep.
Yeah.
And Bob said, just turned a blind eye to it, told her,
I
don't
be
worry
Prime
about
Minister.
It. What do you make of that?
As someone said, there is no way if that happened that Hazel Hawke would have gone along with that. Now, I don't know Hazel Hawke, I don't know Bob Hawke, I don't know the other man. They're all dead. But back in the day when he was...
No, but I think what Lizzie's saying is that a mother wouldn't have accepted that without...
No, you reckon Bob would.
Well,
we don't know, but...
Of course we don't know.
Back in those days, everything was covered up.
Outreach. Well, do you reckon Bob... An outreach by Rosalind Dillon to get $4 million from her father's estate, which she was left nothing of.
She got $750,000.
Both
the daughters got $750,000.
Well, she's after a little more.
No, but that's not nothing.
I'm not sure that she would go to those lengths to make a claim on her father's estate. And why?
She is going to those lengths.
No, but to falsely accuse someone of rape to get more money, I tell you what, if it was my dad's estate and it was going to a woman that was not my mother.
Yes. So you'd make up something like that, would you?
No, but I'd fight it tooth and nail.
Well, how do we know she hasn't made that up?
Well, how do you know she has?
Well, that's the point of it. It just seems like a convenient 40 years ago to say, wow, I think I might have a crack at this.
I think this was the daughter that was also the heroin addict.
Yes, it was. Absolutely was.
Well, I think we just sit on the fence.
But Andrew,
I think it's very sad.
Your mate Andrew Bolt.
Andrew Bolt. He's not a mate of yours?
Oh, he's I'm okay.
He's a star.
Well, you apologise.
Oh, you're going to turn on him again, are you?
Just talking about.
And you too.
He's a star because he gives a counterpoint of view to the people you watch.
I hadn't said anything.
They're a disgrace, Q&A. The ABC has turned themselves into a.
The
thinking man's Easter bunny.
You never watch the ABC.
Just talking
I don't read the papers, but I'm well versed about what's going on in the community.
Shits me in this community, right?
What shits you?
Yeah.
Okay.
When people like him over there,
John.
Yeah. You know when they say, "Ah, the Herald Sun's a rag," right?
No. I know what you're going to say.
Johnny.
I say, "Oh, is it?" And they said it when I worked there. Herald Sun's a rag. Never read it. I said, when's the last time you read it? Oh, 10, 12 years ago. I said, well, how do you know it's a rag if you don't read it? That's like you saying, you say Q&A is no good.
It's not at all.
If you don't watch Q&A, you can't have an informed view about it.
Of course I can, Mick.
How?
I make a point of not watching the ABC or Q&A because it is so jaundicely biased. And you'll say, how do I know? Because commentary comes out from people who critique it.
Oh, I see. You don't have your own opinion. You've got someone else's opinion.
I read the opinion of others and what is said and what's quoted about what they speak about, and then I form an opinion about it, and I'm spot on.
Do you know, because you don't watch it, I'll explain a couple of things to you. You know, every Monday night on Q&A, they put down the bottom of the screen the makeup of the audience, and it's generally within three or four.
Yeah. What about the panel?
Well, the panel, well, they had...
What about the panel?
They had Albanese on last night and Turnbull on, right?
They have...
Well, that's who they had on. They were the two political figures. Is that not balanced?
No, not really.
Oh, it's not really.
Well, it all depends what you're going to speak to them about.
You have a Liberal Prime Minister and you have a leader of the ALP.
But the topics they choose in their agendas are always weighted into some argument that can be easily...
How do you know?
Because I've just told you how I know.
No, but I don't accept that.
Well, because you read the critiques of what people say about them.
You don't read the papers.
I said you read the critiques on this little thing
on Twitter.
Here. Not on Twitter.
Oh, where?
On Googling it.
Googling.
About things that happen about... I know what Bolt says about it. I read about what Bolt says that they said on it, and they have snippets on his show and other people's shows about what they discuss. It's like that clown that came out from... England on climate and said we should trap all the sunshine and send it to China in a underground pipeline.
Listen, I'd like to ask Michael, have you got a problem, Michael? Because just getting back, and I wasn't quick enough, but you've brought it up about Bolt. You said Bolt asked you for an apology, which you apologised. You did something on Twitter.
And
you said you can't remember doing it.
Yeah.
Have you got a problem?
What, with my memory?
Well, I don't know, memory,
what
or it could what? Be anything. I'm
what,
asking
what, like I might have tinea.
Well, I don't know.
Now, Don, we covered that. He said he couldn't remember saying it about it.
He tweeted it. What'd you do? Twitter
it. Tweeted it. Thing to our friend Patrick
Andrew.
Smith. Who?
No, it was Martin Flanagan.
Martin Flanagan.
Posted something.
He said, and you said, yes, he's Audrey on every department.
But you said you didn't remember doing it.
Well, I didn't.
So have you got a problem?
Jesus. I've got a problem with you and you.
Now,
you're not.
We're breaking for Christmas.
Can I say this?
No, we're going
the
through.
The person sitting next to me here.
It's Jacinda Clayton.
That's it. And her husband, did you see? He's got a new gig at North Melbourne. The overall manager and comptroller of accounts down
Isn't
there.
Isn't that funny? I said to Jacinda Clayton the other day, I said, Scotty's going to North Melbourne. She says, I don't know anything about that.
No, well, she...
I said, it was in the paper this morning. Oh, well, okay then. Yes, he is going and it's great for him.
Well, that's right.
So what is he doing at North Melbourne, Jacinda?
He's running the recruiting department, the whole office. The umbrella is under him or he's over the...
He's a football manager?
Yes, all that.
No.
John, I brought Jacinda up because we have been... This is a segue, Donald. You'll love this. Jacinda and I have been to the most southern city in the world.
Antarctica.
Ushraya. I think that's how you say it, Ushraya. And it's the first stepping stone. And the reason I bring it up is that a man that we know well went across the Drake Passage, which is on the way to the continent of Antarctica, one of the eight continents in the world, or seven. And he's been down there deep sea diving and fishing and bringing back
Bill.
To North Concourse
Billy.
The lobster cave. He's been bringing back black cod, which is a delicacy. And Bill has suffered frostbite and he has suffered a debilitating...
Is he on drugs?
A debilitating disease where, luckily, because he's got an appendage missing, it hasn't been able to get into...
Appendage?
He's got one of his legs missing and it hasn't been,
an
hasn't been able to get frostbite in his toes because he hasn't got a leg with toes on it. And he has come back with a bag full, a big sack full of... Black cod.
I can't wait to go.
And he's bought it back and it's now sitting in his cellars, in his refrigerated compartment.
What, with his
at
Grange?
The North Concourse. So if you want some black cod, Bill's got black cods.
Is there a fish called...
He was pulling a life buoy out of the... He was pulling a marker out of the bay and it hit him in the cods. He's got black cods and he's got bugs and he's got crabs. He's got the lot. So if you go down...
Right, okay, we're going.
And take Sally Cap down, right. Don.
Yep, can I come? Can we do that as this Christmas party?
Yeah, fantastic.
Because you know what? I'm the most appeared guest on this...
debacle. Of course.
Read it. This is what happens to me on Twitter.
This is
last night. I got angry about something and I tweeted.
No, Dad, you're mental. You are. Your tweets are mental. Fuck those people. Oh. I hope they are hacked to death. Your next tweet. How fucking primitive is this world? More precisely than
but who's he talking to, Lizzie?
He's an animal. Like the animal rescue people, the trophy hunters. And Ricky
why do you even do this stuff?
Well, isn't she such a brave girl? Wonder if she hunts men the same way.
Oh, what?
Because what that means, who? Sam, what that means is there was a woman there.
Yeah, you've got a problem.
With a rifle, a big right?
She's is he on killing drink? Does animals. He drink or yep. Is he on drugs?
Go on.
And I said...
Lizzie.
Sorry?
Is he drinking
I'm
or drugs?
To you. No.
Smoking.
Go ahead.
Favour deserves a full-blooded drive to the back of his head.
That was that Brent Favre, or whatever, yes. the golfer. Favre,
yep.
You know, they go and kill giraffes and lions and stuff like that. I'd rather them kill people than do that.
Yes, good point, Mick.
You'd rather anyone in kill this room people.
I'd rather them kill people than do what they do to the animals.
Keep fighting the fight, you guys. Smack them out of the park.
Right, okay. Okay, that'll do.
No, this is interesting. You've got to...
He's crazy.
He is. He
He's
is.
Mental. He's
he is.
Crazy.
He's got a problem.
And then he just writes a tweet last week. Thanks.
Well, what do you? Well, all right. Well, tell me what you think about this, Lizzie. A Aboriginal policeman up in the Northern Territory is filmed getting out of a car and stoning to death a wombat as it crossed the road. And they said it is quite all right for Aboriginals to stone native animals because that's how they live, but other people in society, it is a crime and you cannot do it. Why would you accept in this day and age that an Aboriginal policeman can go and stone to death a wombat because he doesn't need it for food? He could go down to McDonald's or he could go to Wendy's and buy a hamburger. He doesn't need it, but he got off because they said it is the law that Aboriginal people... Indigenous people can, to sustain themselves, kill native animals. Now, seriously, do you think those people could join the new century that we live in?
Yeah, and I'm with you.
I agree.
We're all agreed
on
that.
Good on you. I thought you were going to...
The Aboriginals did get dispensation about fishing up on the Queensland coast too, don't they? Whites aren't allowed to do certain things, but they are as far as fishing goes.
Why do you need to stone to death an animal?
Yeah.
Hey, what about back into the sporting realm, which we know a modicum of about? What about Russia being banned from the...
Yeah, but there's political correctness again because their athletes are allowed to compete.
Political correctness, like...
They wouldn't
neutral.
Go the whole way.
A neutral country, Donald.
No, they wouldn't go the whole way and ban... I'd ban the athletes because how do you know what the athletes are going to do anyway? They could be... Doing
so
it themselves.
They come from neutral countries to compete. That's what they say. That's how they get
I understand what they're going to do and all the rest. I would not allow an athlete to compete from Russia.
Speaking of speaking of Olympic events,
we haven't got a comment.
No, no, Don.
I agree.
I think I'm with you,
but the
penalty is removing the national pride, like taking the flag out of the
No,
contest.
It's not.
Lizzie.
Well, it is.
Wait till we get some flack for this. This is an Olympic sport which I watched a documentary on, a cameo piece on ESPN the day before yesterday. It was on women's beach volleyball. And it is nothing more than an excuse for soft porn sport to get a...
He's right.
The women playing it had not bikini bottoms, they had... Honestly, they look like pieces of dental floss covering their bits and pieces. They are long-legged, really good-looking women, and they play. It is a sexually orientated try-on for people to give a legitimate sport some credence. It was a joke. Mm. And there's people there with their gold medals holding them up. If you are a woman beach volleyballer, good on you. But seriously, I've never seen anyone who couldn't look great in a bikini doing it.
No, but don't deny the fact that they've got athletic talent.
Oh, but what, to punch a ball over the net? Fair enough. They
no,
might.
No, there is athletic talent, I do agree with him. They could be wearing shorts, as the
Christ,
men do.
Which takes us back to your argument about...
Grid girls and boxing girls,
yeah.
This will get some blowback for this, saying you're sexist. They look fantastic. The crowds were fallen off the stadiums. Honestly, you couldn't get a ticket to watch them. The men were there just ogling at these women playing a beach volleyball. It was obviously exploitive disgrace. It was fantastic, to be honest.
Do you agree with that?
I don't think the Australian players look like that.
They must have selectively edited them out, because every team that I watched, they were looked like Victoria's Secret models.
Mm.
And honestly, there was so little to the imagination, and they played up beautifully.
Did you watch the whole game?
I replayed it. In fact, when I'd finished it, I ate the cassette. I tell you what we're going to do before the year's out. I'm giving you some notice. Okay.
The year will be out shortly.
This is why I'm giving you some notice, Donald.
Can I just give you something else?
Over the top.
I will. I drove to Geelong last week. Can you boys tell me, on the right-hand side, going down to Geelong, on the right-hand side in a paddock there, it looks like a huge dump, waste dump.
Yes. Have you,
is that right? Is it a waste dump?
Do you know what it is?
No. That's why I'm asking.
It's earth from the tunnel that they're digging out.
Is it?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. But it is.
Is what?
The tunnel that they're excavating, all the dirt, they got to take it somewhere and they take it down there and dump it there. It's just dirt. It's not toxic. Wow. But that's where the dirt goes. If you're going to dig under the city with...
There's a hell of a lot of dirt and they haven't started the tunnel yet.
Yeah, they are.
Not serious.
Yes,
the tunnel's
How
been...
How far are they through?
Oh. Well, it's stopped. There's a dispute.
There's only one change with the tunnel thing. It's going to be 20 years later than they said.
Don,
it's got $400 billion more.
From the day they said they were going to build it, they've got those big mole things underneath the city at the minute, digging out a tunnel. Mate, do you think they're not going to start for a while? How long do you think they do about 20 metres a day?
It's Melbourne Metro.
Now... Melbourne Metro.
Oh,
so we're coming. Listen up, boys.
Listen
and
up.
Girls. I'm giving you some notice.
Yes.
This is. I'd like to claim this as my idea, but it wasn't. I can't mention whose name it was, Rod Law. Now, the decade of the 2010 to the 20s is coming to an end. I'm putting you on notice. I'm going to ask you to give us your highlights of the decades 10, 11, 12, up to 20. Don't have to give any more than one or two. The things that you remember, you can look it up if you like. That
I don't remember anything, Don.
Well, you look it up, Mick.
You do, and just get someone else's opinion.
That's correct.
Okay.
Terribly subjective, isn't it?
Suggestive.
Okay, what do you think?
Subjective.
Let's have a trial run. Have a trial run. It's 2019. Off the top of your head, what is the most significant thing that you can remember that's happened this year? Sport-wise, calamity-wise, anything? You can't think of something.
Well, I'm glad to be here. That's the most important thing.
See, you're what?
I am just glad to be here.
Well, that should enthrall people when we go for our highlight of this.
Just as a matter of interest, what's yours?
Oh, no, you he's got a thing. Okay.
No, but that's how it goes.
No, you berated me for not being able to think of anything.
Well, when it gets to the year 2016, you know, from 10 to 16, the greatest thing that happened on the 11th.
The 11th?
11-9, 11-16. Was Donald Trump getting elected as president?
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
No, he's fantastic.
You are officially demented.
I tell you what, he's got a problem.
I've had a gutful of people knocking Donald Trump. He is fantastic, that man. And the more they malign him, and the
Jacinta?
He is proving he is probably going to be the greatest politician that's ever been.
Asperger's. It's Asperger's, Michael.
With Sammy.
Yes, yeah. Asperger's. He's right on the spectrum.
Yeah, I tell you what, you back the other mob and you see how well you go. You'll back a loser. They are a disgrace, those people. They are inbred. They are incestuous.
I'm sorry to be out of step with 6 billion people who all think he's a moron.
But do you know why they think he's a moron? Because NATO, this thing that they had going on in London with NATO,
Jack, he told Trudeau
he was a two-faced dick. He told because they try and they have no idea they're kids. He's actually putting him in line, asking him to pay up.
Donald?
I think a couple of little traits wouldn't go bad in Australian politics, but
he's fantastic.
I wish our politicians just had one or two little traits that he does possess.
I wish there weren't any politicians anywhere in the world.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay. I think that's about
it. I'm looking forward to interviewing you two.
When?
Now.
About my God.
No, it's just part three, surely. This is part three.
So hang on.
We've got another bit to go.
What we do is close the music off, Mick, and then we start again.
Lizzie wants a cigarette.
Oh, what? Lizzie, give them away, please.
Wants a cigarette.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the end of part two. This is Danny.
Bye-bye.
Open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right.